Thank you for listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.
You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
Good Sunday. Oops, it's actually Saturday. Good Saturday morning. You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and K'iKutlum First Peoples. Excuse the probably very weird audio quality. I'm recording with not my usual setup, and I'm recording outside, so there's going to be some background noise today. Hopefully we can muddle through that and it won't be too disruptive because I've got a playlist, or a show that I'm really excited about. I was, feeling very inspired to do a show that was like based around like electropop and electronic music, which is not my usual interest, but, specifically for two reasons. New releases by Vancouver's like absolutely iconic artist Devours. They are just constantly evolving and shifting as an artist and making some of the most like really, really fantastic music I've seen coming out of this city since I've been paying attention to the music scene here. And I think when we look back in like 30 years and think who was a really like groundbreaking artist from Vancouver, Devours is going to be really high on that list, if not at the top for me. The other thing that inspired me to really kind of lean into electronic music for this playlist or this show was a quote by the artist Sophie, rest in peace, talking about her relationship to electronic music, and because she was a hyperpop artist, and probably like hyperpop and electronic music, and like a pioneer in those, not pioneer, maybe a change maker in those genres. And one of the things she talked about was kind of her relationship to machines and technology, and this is the quote that really kind of grabbed me. She said, "I'm always trying to encapsulate how we, as emotional beings, interact with the world and the machines and technology around us. Being able to emote through those things. They're not antithetical or mutually exclusive." I thought that was a really beautiful way of communicating the ways we can connect with electronic music as a medium. Because I think often there's a criticism towards electronic music that it's maybe not the same type of artistry as other music because you're not using an instrument or maybe using your voice in the same way. But Sophie kind of recontextualizes that by kind of asking us to look at the technology around us as something we can have a relationship with and how we can kind of bring our kind of artistic minds into that relationship. I think it's really cool. I'm kind of rambling now, but let's get into the music. I'm easing us in with an ambient track called Approaching Danger. So this is a track that was I played another track off this album maybe 2 weeks ago. And I find it an absolutely fascinating album. The album is called The Verdant Realm by Castle If. It's entirely ambient music, but it's world-building music. So we're going in with Approaching Danger by Castle If, and then we'll have Spellbreaker by Hollowbody. Hope you're having a beautiful morning. Let's get into it.
Thank you.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. You're listening to The Open Mic. We just heard a track by Hollowbody, and that was Spellbreaker. Just leaning into some electronic and electropop music today. And as I mentioned earlier on in the show, for folks who are just tuning in now, I'm currently sitting outside and having the realization that I'm going to have the worst allergies this week. I don't know what shifted in the world, or if it's just that time of year where something triggered all of the cottonwood trees to release their seeds, their pollen. But wow, it looks like there are like little fairies everywhere flying around the world. It is nuts. I'm up in North Vancouver, for anyone who's wondering. Probably none of you were, but I'm telling you anyways. And I am really allergic to cottonwood. Like, I'm not like anaphylactic or anything, but it's gonna mess with my sinuses and my breathing a little bit. And it's still a little bit wild to just watch it all collect and know what's coming for me. So that's that. I hope anyone else who's allergic to cottonwood has taken their antihistamines and been a little smarter than me today. Here's to my voice getting scratchier and scratchier as we record this show. Next up in our show today, we have a track by the iconic Devours, who I talked about earlier. He is a Vancouver-based artist who is just honestly an artist in, like, the truest sense of the word. He's so committed to his music. It is a very personal thing to him, from what I understand. And he puts a lot of effort into his performance as well, and creating a particular atmosphere. I so recommend that you go see him perform. I know that he was performing last night at Redgate as a part of the, I think, 85th anniversary of CITR. Hopefully some of you all got out to that event. But yeah, before I go too far with my ramblings here, this is Iconoclast by... Or sorry, this is the album off the album Iconoclast. The track is Garnet Graves by Devours.
As heaven is wide, I'm floating above an ocean of wax, evading the sun. Thank you.
su dolorosa pasión.
Ten misericordia de nosotros y del mundo entero.
Por su dolorosa pasión.
Ten misericordia de nosotros y del mundo entero.
Por su dolorosa pasión.
Studio 6, CGSF's video series, captures high-quality video recordings of live performances and interviews with impactful and inspiring artists.
Stunning, I'm gonna win.
As well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to their communities.
There was a lot of triggering things, and so for me, what I want to do is want to make sure that I am carrying a message through most of my music, not all of my music, because I don't feel like it's my job. I'm not a musical activist.
Watch all of the Studio 6 live sessions on CJSF's YouTube page or on our website at cjsf.ca/studio6.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Coquitlam First Peoples. Before that break there, we heard EXO by Magdalena Bay. And then we heard Freak Out by Baba Mal, which was featuring The Very Best. And yeah, just leaning into electronic music and electropop today, based around some personal reflections I've had and some inspiration I received around this topic of like looking at electronic music as an artistic medium that kind of recontextualizes our relationship to technology. Not seeing it as something external to us, not something like that's just kind of a weird out there kind of non-human tool, but kind of bringing it into our creative lives and using it as an instrument and as a collaborator in artistic endeavors. So that's where we're going today, and I've got some more beautiful music for you. We are going to hear yet another gorgeous Devourers song. This is off a recent release. This is Medusa Unleaded. And yeah, let's do this.
Don't worry about it. You've done nothing wrong. You moved out to Shaughnessy. Where you belong. Whenever I reach out, you just push me away. Whatever the means to help you avoid my mistakes. Cause I know where you've been, but I don't know where you are. But at least I'm not trying to live mine as somebody else. Whenever I reach out, you just push me away. Whatever the means to help you avoid my mistakes. I remember